Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning.
Our theme today is Who is mine talking to?
Who's
And who
mine?
is listening? So let's take a breath, get ourselves centered, get ourselves here, get ourselves focused, and get ourselves into the heart and into the stillness that is our being. Recognizing that there is one reality and that infinite reality is your being. Realize you are the oneness that is, the life that is, the love that is, the peace and the joy. And the happiness that is. No matter the appearance, all is consciousness. Life, being, the universe, all is perfect. See clearly, there is only one essence. And only freedom is. Let us listen from the heart. There is but one presence, one infinite, unborn, formless presence. And that is the you that is you. You are the wholeness and you are the completeness. So take a breath and rest back in the silence of the heart. Be still. So, who is the mind talking to? With its dialogues, interpretations, judgments, ideas. Who is the mind talking to? And who is listening? So it will be for our time together that the accumulation of thoughts that we encounter repeatedly, we are going to call that the infinite mind. So when mind is mentioned, it is this infinite limited mind that is being spoken of. Okay. Don't get it? Mind, an accumulation of thoughts. But the thoughts, if you notice them, they're always finite. Almost always about duality, about persons, separation, past and future. That is a limited mind. The accumulation of thoughts, the sequencing of thoughts, that which we call thinking, that is also of what is termed a finite mind. Okay. It is the egoic mind. And that's the mind that I'm speaking of when I use the term today. Okay, so the mind or the thoughts, because they're the same thing, by nature, are viewed in consciousness. You're aware of them within consciousness, which by its nature is calm and peaceful. It is like a calm lake. And this is the nature of being. But when a stone is thrown into it, that stone causes ripples. Okay. And that is what thoughts do. If allowed, they cause ripples or disturbances. Right? But we have to notice something here at this calm lake, that the stone does not cause ripples or disturbances beneath the surface. Down there, it is always calm. No matter what is going on at the surface, heavy winds, storms, pelting rain, doesn't matter. None of it can disturb the calmness deeper within. Okay? Down within, all remains calm and peaceful. Now, we all know that these thoughts that rise are not who we are. We all know that. All you have to do again is watch a thought for a little while. And you will see that that thought is not you. But the thoughts that we entertain can be the cause of disturbance. But again, only on the surface, meaning what we are viewing, what the appearance is, this surfaceness. There can seem to be chaos, disturbances. When we take that in, internalize it, and personalize it, it becomes a disturbance. But again, only on the surface. Nothing can disturb the naturalness of our being. Okay? So when we notice that we are following thoughts, and like to call it down the rabbit hole, what do we do? In wisdom, we take a breath and we return within. We go to a deeper level. So we have seen clearly what the picture is, and we brought the attention back to the heart, back to the center of being, if we could call it that, and to a deeper level of seeing, because now we are seeing from the heart. Okay. Okay. Now, All of the stones are thoughts that cause the ripples are the stones that we toss in. Or in other words, the thoughts that we take up as being personal. And we label those as my thoughts, my memories, my future. And it is not so much the tossing in, but the taking them up once they are tossed in as being personal. And it is through this that we experience what we call suffering. Okay. Now, it seems as if thoughts are someone talking in the head. And mostly it sounds like our own voice. But who or what is it that is talking? And who is it that is listening? First response is probably, well, it's me just talking to myself in my mind. No. That would be another thought that got tossed in. Another belief that got tossed in. Okay. Most of us have lived a long time with a voice talking inside the head. It may even be why we jumped on a spiritual path. And it is the voice that judges, and it might sound like a record playing that same song over and over and over. I know in my early times, I had those thoughts, those kind of thoughts. I think it's pretty common to have those records playing. Or sometimes it sounds like it could even be a radio station. And the radio is turned on, but we can't change the station, okay? We can't seem to change the station or turn it off. Right. But what if we could? That's the key right there. What if we could turn down the volume or even change the station? Or turn it off. What if we could see through this activity of this finite mind? Okay. just like now. It seemed that there was the writing, the note-taking of the sounds and the words that were being heard inside the head. You write a little note, seem to hear the words in the head, they are ascribed to the paper. The question at that point was, who was listening? The sounds were there. The understanding of those sounds was there, and something was writing them down. Just like now. So I think so much that we are all pretty much on the same page. Or we have been on this very same page. Okay. But from the space of clear seeing, okay, there is an awareness that there is not a Mary listening. That there is not a Mary typing. There's not a Mary painting. There's not a Mary speaking. It is kind of like watching a movie. And sometimes this movie is really good, or a sci-fi with monsters, but something that has some interesting subjects, and we get caught up in this movie, right? And we can actually have feelings and emotions and sensations. We can have thoughts about the character, about being the character, about being familiar with what this character is going through, so much so that we seem to combine with that character. And we are so involved with what's going on. We're involved with what this character is thinking and what this character is doing and what this character is thinking about the future, and that we are in sympathy with that. But when the light comes on, I know that I am not that person on the screen. Right now, it seems that there are several characters in this room. Listening. But when that light goes on, there comes the awareness. I am not that. So, as I am not the person on the screen, I am not the voice that seems to reside in the head. So there is an awareness that I am not the thoughts that cause the ripples. They are not my thoughts. There is an awareness that I am the deeper calm, and that is my natural state of being. That is the natural state of being. So, who is the mind talking to? And who is listening? So here we go. Take a breath. Take a nice deep breath. Settle back. Just rest a moment. And just be aware of a breath coming in and going deep, deep down into the body. Just flowing like a gentle waterfall of breath is just flowing in. And feel that sensation as it travels in, around, and through. Breath coming in deep, flowing into all parts of the body form. And then aware of a breath flowing out. And there is a rhythm. If you watch, there is a rhythm of a breath in and a breath out. Sometimes it's hard just to watch the breath. We want to count, or we want to make it really deep, or but in just the happening of a breath, it is in a rhythm. Now, the breath is not separate. As one breath comes in and another breath going out, it is one breath only. One breath only. Flowing in its rhythm, always present. It appears to flow into a vessel, and it appears to flow out of a vessel. But it is one flowing, and we call that coming in. We call it going out. Or mind's suggestion is that there is one flowing in and one flowing out. Watch this for a moment. Just watch the rhythm. And so rest back, the eyes closed, and just let thoughts flow into awareness. But this time, notice how they sound. And notice where they seem to be. Where are they? Where do the thoughts appear? From this here point of perspective, The sound, the voice seems to be talking from a place near the eyes. Okay. And if I try to scan the inside of the head, the sound, the voice still seems to be at the eyes. The front part of the face. I do not sense the sound at the top of the head or at the back of the head. So watch. As I watch, it begins to feel like it's not my voice. I'm just watching, I'm just observing. But it does seem like something that is familiar. And that it's more like sounds as I watch that the brain or the intelligence can understand. But the more that I watch, the more there seems to be a distancing from the voice as I'm watching. Where is the voice? What does it sound like? We're just giving good attention to this. Who's watching? Okay. Be aware of the breath flowing again. Taking a breath. So pay attention in this moment to how did that feel? Again, for me, it always feels like a distance between something watching and this sound of thoughts. Okay. So just be aware of how it felt, and if you had any new insights about anything, okay? So, who is mind talking to, and who is listening? Well, mind thoughts are not talking to anyone, and they are not talking to anything, and that there is no person, no there to be listening. It can seem after a while like a movie is playing in a theater, but no one is there. Awareness, no sound, not in the movie. Thoughts rise spontaneously within consciousness. no matter how personal. Because remember, consciousness is aware of all experiences of this body-mind apparatus. So no matter how personal the thoughts may sound, there is still no person. For the mind to be speaking to. So, yes, the mind, the voice does sound very personal. It sounds like it is all-knowing based on memories and projections. But was not awareness there as those experiences that have long since passed were taking place? Was awareness not there? It was there. So there is an awareness of the experiences, but not the person. Not a person. That the thoughts seem to be speaking to. So, what is being experienced when the voice is speaking and the voice is going on in mind? Or mind is going on. Again, what is being experienced is the awareness of thoughts, the awareness of memories and projections and sensations and such. All of those are the stones or the pebbles, all of those rise up. If we are still calling them personal thoughts, personal memories, they seem to be more and more real because we are giving them the reality that they do not have. We are giving that voice that seems to be in the head a reality it doesn't have. Okay. So the thoughts, the mind isn't speaking to anyone. Again, thoughts rise spontaneously within consciousness. Yes, they do seem personal. The awareness that was present at the time of that experience is still the same awareness present right now, listening to this voice. Sometimes I will hear that, Mary, I heard your voice so clear last night while I was meditating. You were talking to me. But was Mary in the head? Was Mary actually there talking? No. Awareness was present. At that first encounter, so to speak. And awareness is present at the memory when the thoughts rise up in consciousness. And what are you? consciousness. Thoughts are always rising and falling, but there's not a speaking to a person. So thoughts will continue to rise to your awareness and drift back down from your awareness, no matter how personal it will sound. It is still awareness. And awareness is not personal. The same awareness that appears to listen is the same awareness that does the talking. It's the same. So thoughts rise to your awareness. Awareness. Your head is not awareness. So that voice, what we perceive to be that voice in our head, that record that won't stop, the radio that I can't turn off, is but thoughts rising to your awareness. But if the wisdom is not there to recognize, these are not my thoughts, and why are they not my thoughts? Because all thoughts are going to rise and fall in consciousness. Out of 8 billion memories, there will be thoughts rising and falling in consciousness. And that is what is going on. We get caught up in being a separate entity that has a personal life. It has personal choices. It has personal experiences. We get caught up in being a body and being a mind. And we claim that voice. And we claim the thoughts. And then we try to calm the voice and get rid of the thoughts. But it's thoughts, memories, projections, and sensations rising to awareness. But I think that we can all see that when we watch the thoughts, okay, we can actually feel or sense that belief that these are my thoughts going around in my head. And that there really is not a presence there talking in my head. And there isn't a presence there listening in my head. Or that there is the ego has taken up residence in my head. Consciousness is aware of thoughts. It is aware of experiences and of what we call memories, feelings, and sensations. It is aware, you are aware. So in order for this voice to be a reality in the head, there would have to be something present to believe there is my thoughts and my concepts that will not shut down. They keep running around in my head. So there would have to be a Mary. There would have to be the Mary there, present, believing that the mind is talking to me. The mind is repeating memories, thoughts, feelings, and sensations in my head. It is talking to me. So there'd have to be the Mary that is living the idea that the thoughts are hers. Are we still living with the idea that the thoughts are mine? That is the question to ask. There would have to be a Mary that the thoughts are about her. All these thoughts are about my past and my past experiences and my past this and my past. So there would have to be a Mary present to believe that the thoughts are hers. And there would also have to be a Mary that would perhaps feel that she had to do something about those thoughts or the voice in the head. I have to do something. How do I quiet this monkey mind? How do I make it still? How do I get rid of these thoughts? How do I make them stop? And so there'd have to be a Mary to jump on that merry-go-round as well. And there would have to be a Mary there believing that if she could just get the mind quiet or get rid of some of the thoughts, that she would feel better, that she would be happier. So there would have to be this something there to maintain or house the beliefs in the voice in the head. And that might sound familiar. How do I get this record to turn off? How do I get the radio to shut up? Okay. But the idea came that Mary is more like a character that consciousness has put on for a part of the play. Now think about that for a moment. Because you're all coming out from under the disguise of personhood. So it's like consciousness put on this little disguise, this little character for part of the play. Mary is not real. And so there cannot, she can't, there cannot be she having the thoughts or the memories or even the beliefs. Okay. The only way is for the character to continue in the play as the believer of thoughts, feelings, sensations, and emotions. So again, Mary is not real. So therefore cannot be the instrument of having thoughts or memories or even beliefs, other than as part of the play, or what is also called the dream. Now, that dream character may have a belief in the voice in the head, that that voice is actually talking to her. And it may be so deep that she even acts upon whatever that voice is saying to her. But that voice isn't speaking to anyone. It is like the radio playing on one station. And to turn that off, we recognize that the thoughts and the voice is but thoughts. And a so-called voice. It's not a presence. It's not a power. It's just thoughts rising to awareness. So the so-called mind isn't speaking to anyone. The voice in the head isn't speaking to anyone. And if you watch those thoughts long enough, it does sound like they're very repetitious. Like, don't you have a good new thought yet? Same old stuff. Okay. So, where is the talker and where is the listener? Nowhere. But in the thought ideas, that's the only place you will find a talker and a listener. Okay. And thoughts often rise based on appearances and sensations that there has to be a person present to be listening to the voice in the head. Okay. So, recapping, the mind isn't speaking to anyone. And there isn't anyone to be listening. That voice is but thoughts rising to awareness. You are not the voice. You are not the thoughts. The voice is not some disembodied entity. It is just recognizable sounds rising to awareness. So take some time to again watch it and see what happens when you do not identify with the voice, with the mind talking to you. So we take our breath and we return attention to the stillness of the heart. That is how we step away from that inner audio. And it is just that simple act that brings us back to the one self. Okay, it's your turn.
Hello, hello.
Comments. Yes, love.
My question seems so petty now that your talk has unfolded to this point.
I'm sorry, Gary, could you get a little closer to the microphone or whatever, or turn up? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Hold on for a second here then. Yikes. I'm going to turn the mic up here. Yeah, I'm going to turn the mic up here.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus, already quite loud. Can you hear me okay? Here, I'll bring the mic closer to me.
Yes.
In the beginning, did you say that these thoughts are infinite and limited?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Not so well. Can you get closer to the mic?
I don't know what's wrong.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, okay. In the beginning, did you say that these thoughts are infinite and limited?
No, what I was stating that what I am speaking of is mind. I am speaking of a finite mind.
Finite mind. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said infinite.
Yeah, the thoughts of a finite mind.
Right. Okay.
Right.
That's all. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
No, this is very, very interesting. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, love.
Thank you, Mary. That talk was like I feel like I've had this is so nourishing. This is so embodying. This is so helpful. And to actually practice that and see the thought as like a sound wave really takes out that potency that of being possessed by this belief and being captured. It was so, oh, this is one talk in a million. Thank you.
Thank you,
really.
Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
Come on, somebody's got to have some kind of a comment.
Mary, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, love. Yes.
Very loud.
Okay.
Gary, you need to mute your mic. There you go. Thank you.
What's coming up for me right now is how you had us watch. I was really, this whole watching of thought, the more I'll use the word anchored or resting. What the more I know and rest as the I that I am, the experience I had with you just now doing that, I was able to see that the more I rested in that, the thoughts disappeared. And I was the infinite. And it was like I had no interest in them. They were, it was like, it was almost like when I go to the dentist and he puts that gas mask on. And I was just like, oh, just drifting back. They had no juice. It was like watching a boring movie. And so this practice of being now, cultivating that's the way.
The practice of watching is so that we come into a greater clear seeing.
Yes, it's
We
so clear.
take the time to be still, to observe, to watch, and in that way we have the experience. If somebody's not just telling this to you, you're now having the experience. Experience of clear seeing. Okay, and that's coming from within you. We could sit and talk about this all day long, but until there was the experience within you, it's just a lot of words bubbling around. Yeah. So
That I had that experience this week with your lesson last week about suffering. And it was like it was a wonderful experience to have had that lesson and then have the experience that seemed to really like take me under to be able to, oh, it's suffering. I don't really have words, but it's the experience of what you're sharing today that is what
Does the job.
you got it.
It does it's the experience that
Yeah.
we have.
So looking forward to seeing what happens later. It's almost like it's like a classroom. You're giving us the class, and then we go out, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it happens.
I really do suppose that when y'all leave here, that through sometime through the week, that you are, putting some
Trust
of these
me.
things into some practice to see what does happen.
Totally, totally. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, my love. You're welcome.
I just wanted to say again, sorry, it just feels like what you said, Mary, is something that really resonated with me. It took out that being frightened of being identified, possessed by a thought. Now I understand about the sound waves and like a breath. But this seems like the best experience of this understanding I've ever had in my life of this. That this
Thank
is really
you.
something.
That's great.
Thank you. Thank you
Okay.
again. Really, thank you.
Oh, great. Not good. Okay, guys. All done with comments and questions, so. All right.
I
Oh, there's love. Yes.
just want to mention that I probably need to listen to it. Of course, I need to listen to it again. In some moments, I think I get it or I feel it. And in the next moment, questions arise again. I mean, thoughts. What is this character for? And things like that. So, I noticed that I'm partially experiencing and partially questioning all that. Yeah. Why does every person has special thoughts concerning this person, and so on, and so on. I know that this is not the important thing of this class, but I just want to mention that all of a sudden questions arise and arise again. So that's it, I want to say.
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with questions rising, but take a look at them. Go beyond the questions because the questions are coming from mind. Okay? They're coming from what we were just speaking of. They're coming from that voice. They're coming from memories, opinions, concepts, belief patterns. That's where the questions come from. And you can almost look at that as that mind tempting you to get involved with it and leave yourself alone. Say, don't go to the heart. Don't be still. Don't recognize that this is all BS over here, all of these questions. Okay? If they're to be answered, they will be answered. If they're not to be answered, they're not going to be answered. But for the sincere one, there has to be that seeing, that clear seeing, that these questions are not to my benefit. These questions that I give my attention to repeatedly and repeatedly and repeatedly before taking that breath and being still before turning within to just be in that place of happiness without all of the yama yama of questions. That is the key to see those thoughts as a deterrent to you being still and knowing, no, I don't need that. That's not a need. I have everything that is necessary. If and to put yourself in that place, if it's answered, it's answered. If they're not, they're not. And either way, all is well. To be in that place of trusting that it is more to my benefit to take a breath and go rest in the heart, in the stillness, and listen from there than to spend the afternoon paying attention to the mind wanting to know answers to questions. So, any question, it doesn't matter what the question is. It's not pertinent to the moment. The only thing pertinent to the moment, am I aware of who I am in this moment? Am I giving my fullness to myself, my being, my awakening, my deep, deep understanding of clear seeing? Am I giving attention to that? Or am I up here on the surface throwing the ripples in, being the questions? Am I throwing the stones in up here? Am I just playing around up here on the surface rather than going down to the depth where that calmness and that stillness actually reside?
So those are questions that you would have to ask yourself. Am I giving my fullness to knowing who I am? Am I sincere about awakening? That's what you would want to know the answer from in the heart. Not the mind, the head can't tell you. Okay. The thoughts usually answer a question with another question. There's a never-ending stream of questions if that's what is interesting. They're always going to be there no matter what. But the time is to be given to knowing who I am deeply, sincerely, honestly, and lovingly. That's what a spiritual path, if you will call it that, is about. To know who I am, to wake up to myself. And are the answers to those questions going to do that for me? Or are they just a deterrent? Are they just something to give my attention to and play with for the afternoon? They're going to rise regardless. Because you call them questions, or we call them questions, but they're actually thoughts rising to your awareness. But in seeing through them, you're picking them up to give them some kind of importance that they don't truly have. Okay. So ponder on that for a while, and see where that takes you. Okay. And then let me
Yes, thank
know.
you.
Yeah, and then let me know.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to know. I want to know.
Good.
Yeah.
Mary.
I mean, you guys don't leave me
Oh.
on Sunday when we turn this off. I mean, you're always with me in my heart and my meditation. So I do. I'm very interested. Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mary, I
Well.
want to, Mary, I just wanted to share one more thing. It just came to me. I live by the river,
Yes.
and sometimes I cross over the bridge, and if it's a windy day, the wind is blowing against the river and makes it go backwards. It looks like it's going back. So, and there's this saying that the mind is like the wind on the water.
Yeah.
The water's calm,
Water is calm.
and that wind just has all this.
Right.
It can do whatever it wants with the word. It can go which way it wants.
Yeah.
So just have to know ourselves as the water, as the calm,
As the calmness.
unmoving,
Yeah.
unmoving. Yeah. Thank you, Mary, so
Yeah.
much. You are always with me.
Well, then let us pray.
Always. Yeah. Oh my God.
Let us pray. Most beloved self, thank you for the blessings of this day. Thank you that I can see clearly. I will bring mind to the heart and let it rest there, peaceful and calm. I am grateful for this seeing as I rest in the peace beyond understanding. Om. Amen.
Amen.
Namaste.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.